Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to the best animated shows ever, so far, with MC and Troy.
I'm Troy.
And I'm MC.
And this.
And this is the best animated shows ever. So far. You should have kept going.
We would not be in sync at all. Finish the intro.
Where we watch, discuss, and rank every animated show ever. Eventually.
That's right, MC. That's right, that's right. And we are here today to talk about a show I remember very fondly from when I was growing up. A show called Rocket Power from Nickelodeon.
I remember watching it.
Look at yeah. Them. Sorry, they can't see us. We have, we're on Zoom and I have a background with Rocket Power. I love Rocket Power. This show, like, listen, I wasn't really an extreme sports kid, like, but I rollerbladed a lot. And seeing these kids, like, look, these kids on TV and they're rollerblading, made me really happy.
Rollerbladed, played a little bit of street hockey.
Oh, sure.
Because Australia don't really have that much ice outside of rinks inside. I skateboarded a little bit, not real good, mostly just cruised around.
See, I never learned to even stand upright on a skateboard.
Did BMX.
Oh.
A little bit. There was some people who I knew who did it, like, as a sport. I did it more for fun. I didn't do races and stuff, but I lived on an army base called Puckapunyal in Victoria, which is about 100 kilometers outside of Melbourne, when I was a kid. And right outside of town is a BMX track.
Okay.
And they would have competitions and stuff down there, but me and my friends would just ride down there and just go off the jumps and stuff and do all that sort of fun stuff.
BMX scares me, MC, I'll be totally honest, because, like, I like riding a bike for, like, locomotion, but a bike is such a big thing, and to do the big jumps with the big thing seems scary. I never even really rollerbladed off jumps that much, but bike plus jumps, it makes me scared. It makes me very uncomfortable.
I mean, I used to do it. I don't really really think I could do it nowadays.
What do you mean don't think? You absolutely cannot. MC, yesterday we watched some of they did a thing on ABC called the not the Australian Broadcasting Company, the American one, the real ABC. called the Great Disney Family Sing-Along, where they were like, we're all stuck at home. Let's do a sing-along. And so it was like celebrities doing home video versions of sing-along songs of Disney songs, but it was really good and it was really sweet and pure and made me really happy. Shut up, I choked up every song that played. But the reason I'm telling you this is I was watching it with my son, and so I was holding him and singing along to the songs and stuff, and I would like bounce, you know, at the knees, like vigorously to the beat, and then was like, ooh, my knees hurt from bouncing. So no, I absolutely could not do a BMX jump right now, and neither could you. You don't have a child wearing you down, but you still have life wearing you down.
Oh yeah, my lower back's been killing me the last couple of days. You found out yesterday what was going on.
You have hardship to share.
Yeah, I had a whole ordeal with my toilet, and I had to go and replace a whole bunch of bits on it and reseal it back up, and I actually didn't finish it until today, like midway through today. So
it
took me almost
nice.
I'm giving it like 12 hours to let it set to let like all the sealant set, and hopefully it will be good, but I'm not gonna test it until the morning. We'll see how it all goes.
So tomorrow morning, everybody, MC's going to do a big poop, and we'll see if the toilet holds up.
Until after my coffee and probably the podcast.
Oh, that's right. We have another podcast later. This is another 3 a.m. episode for anyone keeping score. MC, Rocket Power. I have Rugrats up on my screen. That's not the one we're talking about. But the reason I have Rugrats up on my screen is because the same duo who is responsible for Rugrats and Aw Real Monsters, their names are Arlene Klasky and Gabor Kasupo. He's a Hungarian-American animator, writer, director, and producer, and graphic designer. Gabor Kasupo, I think. Anyway, the two of them were responsible for Rugrats, for Aw Real Monsters, and for Rocket Power, and they worked on a bunch of other Nickelodeon shows as well. So there's some, like, good pedigree associated with Rocket Power.
I mean, yeah, and, like, the style, like, the drawing style is very, like, that Nickelodeon, that era Nickelodeon style. So I can see, like, that they have a style that they run with. Yeah. Like, the drawing style, because Aw Real Monsters...
It's almost shaky. Like, the lines almost are shaky, but they're not quite. But they're not, like, clean lines. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah,
I like
the style. And the outlines are kind of thick.
Mm-hmm.
In all of the shows. Like, there's a definition about, like, all the characters. Like, it's very distinct.
Yeah. The one other thing I want to talk about here before we get into... today's episode is so one thing I have to just give a call out here. There's a YouTube channel I found called Channel Frederator, and they do videos where they do 107 facts about blank, and so I watched their 107 facts about Rocket Power. It was actually very interesting. So I'm not going to give you a whole lot of background information today, but if you want to know a ton about Rocket Power, go check out Channel Frederator on YouTube. So the other thing that I want to talk about is the safety gear. And I think we might have mentioned this last episode when we talked about our memories of Rocket Power, is that I remember that the kids were always wearing helmets. And apparently that was, like, when the show was being developed, they were like, this absolutely has to be the case. Like, we're going to show these kids doing extreme sports and stuff, but they're going to wear helmets, and sometimes they're going to get hurt, and they're going to have to deal with it. Like, these kids aren't superheroes, they're not invulnerable, so they wear their pads, and sometimes they fall. And I love that that's a part of the show from the very beginning, because it made it more real to me as a kid, because, like, I would never be allowed to go out rollerblading without wearing some sort of gear when I was 9 years old like these kids are. So it's great that they wear that stuff too.
Helmet, knee pads, wrist guards.
They don't wear wrist guards in most cases, I don't believe.
No,
but they've got the knee pads and elbow pads.
That was whenever I went rollerblading, that's what I wore until I was about 10. And then I got rid of the wrist pads because my parents were like, you're doing all right. You haven't fallen over and killed yourself yet. You can get rid of the wrist pads. So then about 2 weeks later, I had the biggest crash of my life on my blades, and my hands were fine. I had this big, like, road rash up along the outside of my thigh. That was bad.
But
I had knee pads, so my knee pad, knees were good.
when I was a kid and falling down, I genuinely think it was the wrist guards that protected me more often than anything else.
Because, oh yeah,
like, when you're learning to skate, like, you're gonna fall and you're gonna put your hands out, and they'll get ripped up unless you have some padding there. So yeah, the Rocket Power kids are missing their wrist guards, but other than that, they're doing a pretty good job from a safety perspective.
I never wore elbow pads.
I did, but I don't feel like they ever helped too much. Knees and wrists are what hit the ground.
Yeah.
Let's talk about episode one, MC, after these messages.
Hey everyone, Scott here with my good pal Rich. Say hi, Rich.
Hi.
And we're here today to tell you about a podcast we host together with our buddies Jay and Bill, the RPG After Years.
The After what?
The RPG After Years. Our show has entered into a new era of covering everything RPGs, both old and new. Thus, it is after its first era. It's the After Years.
I thought RPG was rocket-propelled grenade.
No, RPG stands for role-playing game. It's a genre of video game. Every week, we go through the latest news and discuss other relevant RPG-related topics. We also review RPGs as we complete them.
So an RPG is not a rabid Portuguese goose?
No, thank God. From Dragon Quest and Final Fantasy to The Witcher and Cyberpunk, we've got RPGs covered from the dawn of time to the far-flung future.
Oh, I've heard of Final Fantasy.
I'd hope so. So check us out on iTunes or whatever your preferred podcast listening platform happens to be. You can also find us at probablywork.com. Level up your podcast feed with the RPG After Years.
Enjoy the show.
We've set up new ways that our listeners can interact with us. So Twitter and Instagram have been there for a while. We've got an email account. All of that's basesfcast. The email's at basesfcast@gmail.com. But now there's a Facebook page. So you can go to facebook.com/basesfcast and you can find the page for the show. And then there's also on that page, there's a button that says join group. We'll probably watch the group more than the page. To get to the group, you do have to know what one of our names are, which if you don't at this point, I'm a little hurt. We also have a YouTube account. If you search BaseSFcast on YouTube, then you'll find the episodes, but on YouTube. I was going to say, but in video format, but it's not really in video format because we don't record our faces. I guess we do record our faces. We're not putting up videos. Anyway, search BaseSFcast on YouTube. And then the final thing is, MC, you want to tell them about the voice messages?
Oh, yeah, that's right. On Anchor, you can actually go onto our podcast and it's a button. It's
yeah.
Just a button that they can press.
It's just a button. It says send voice message.
And you click on that and you can record a little voice message for us. In fact, what we really are looking for is for people to drop in their opinion on the show that we're currently watching. And we will drop a few of those into episode 3.
Yep.
Probably right before we rank the show.
Yeah, I think that's the place to do it. It's kind of as we're wrapping up our thoughts on the show, then we can get a little bit of your thoughts on the show. And the page for that is just anchor.fm/basesfcast. Just whatever website you're on, put basesfcast at the end of it. Unless it's an adult website. Don't do that.
I mean. And we're not back.
Why not?
And we're back.
Oh, okay. episode 1 is, of course, two stories, because this is like SpongeBob SquarePants. A show that's got two 10-minute stories per episode, basically. So we're going to be talking about New Squid on the Block and Down the Drain. And New Squid on the Block is really, I mean, that's your introduction episode right there, because it's about one of the four kids that the show is about showing up in town for the first time. It's about Sammy getting here.
Yeah, and pretty much the whole episode's about Sam showing up and being introduced to the gang. And everything about him. So Sam's 9 years old, like Twister and Otto Rocket. Yeah, it slipped my mind. But Otto and Twister are 9 years old. And Reggie is Regina. I believe her real name is.
Don't call her Regina.
No, she doesn't like that. But she's a year older.
Correct.
And while Otto and Twister are in the fifth grade, the fourth grade? I can't remember.
I don't remember what grades they are, my dude.
Yeah. And but Sam and Reggie are in the same grade, even though Sam's the same age as the younger boys. And
he skipped a year because Sam's like a little nerdy boy.
Yeah. And essentially, Otto keeps calling Twister Squid.
Mm-hmm. With no explanation.
I believe that he mentions it like, oh, you're the new guy, so you're the squid. That's the whole explanation. Reggie's filming Twister and Otto on a half pipe at the beginning for her zine, and they beef it pretty bad.
Hang on. She can't be filming them for her zine. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
A zine is printed on paper. MC.
I mean,
you can't print videos on paper.
I mean, you can definitely take stills from a video.
That could be.
And put it, yeah.
This is one thing that surprised me, because I believe that throughout the show, it's Twister is the one who films everything. That even comes up in our episode. So it's weird to me that Reggie's filming them in here. But
well, I mean, Twister's skating.
Okay. He is, and he's bad, and so is Otto. This show, like, right off the bat is like, hey, what about some light misogyny in your, like, 10-year-olds? And because they're like, well, let's see you do it. And Reggie's like, all right, and does like a sick stunt, and then she's like, see, I can do it. And they're like, yeah, but girls. And I'm like, and then she punches them both in the nose. She doesn't actually, but she should.
No. And then Sam turns up. Yeah,
they see Sam getting moved in. He gets a tour from Mrs. Stimpleton, who's like this, like, Minnesota, oh, don't you know, kind of woman who takes around the neighborhood.
She is one of the best characters in this whole show. She's this sweet old neighbor lady. And her husband's the grumpy neighbor, that like stereotype. He is Mr. Wilson, essentially, from Dennis the Menace.
Oh, I was thinking, wasn't that the name of the guy from Home Improvement? Wasn't that Wilson, the guy on the other side?
I think
of
so.
Fence?
Yeah. Yeah.
But that guy wasn't grumpy. I was very confused when you said that, because I immediately thought of the guy on the other side of the fence from Home Improvement. And I was like, that guy wasn't grumpy at all, MC. Is there a cartoon spinoff of Home Improvement?
Probably.
There's a guy named Troy Dunham. Needs some answers. How would he find him?
Just Google that stuff, yeah. Google that stuff, yeah. Google that stuff all day long. Google that person. Google that place. Google it all, because there is no place to remember any reason, remember any why. All we do know is that we're gonna die, yeah. I'm gonna die, yeah. You're gonna die, yeah. Troy, you're gonna die.
No, there's not.
No. Oh, damn. Oh, well, but...
Mrs. Stimpleton takes her to the garage and is like, this is Mr. Stimpleton. He's making a model of our house that's a mailbox with all kinds of motors and gears and stuff. And Sam's like, oh, you should use a different kind of actuator, because it'll really give you a better action on your garage door opener. And Mr. Stimpleton's like, oh my god, that's a great idea, because they're both nerds.
And but he's a grumpy old man who's like, don't touch that and stay away from my things. And in the second part of this episode, we get even more of him being grumpy old neighbor dude. But we'll get to that when we get to it. So after she introduces her husband, she takes Sam over to the group. With
to the Rocket's house.
Yeah, and introduces Sam to the crew, the Rocket crew, Otto, Twister, and Reggie. And Sam and Reggie sort of hit it off, and not so much
because
the other guys.
She's talking about her zine, and he's got a computer, and he's like, you're publishing a zine on that piece of garbage, that piece of hot garbage? Your computer's terrible, it's trash, it belongs in a dumpster pile. And she's like, oh, all right.
And he's like, let me go get my computer, it's so much better, and we can get this zine out this week.
I think this is where they also talk about, like, where are you from, you weirdo? And he's like, from Kansas. And they're like, why do you have an N on your shirt? And he's like, because originally I was going to be from New York, but then they changed it to Kansas, but they didn't change my character design. And they're like, oh, okay. Do you guys have, like, do you skateboard in Kansas? And he's like, no. And he's like, do you surf? And he's like, it's freaking Kansas. It's landlocked, you morons. And they're like, oh, what about street hockey? And he's like, oh, yeah. We play street hockey.
Well, I mean... that wouldn't make sense if it was from New York, that whole spiel.
Bit.
Yeah.
Well,
there's
a lot of surfing in New York City.
There isn't, but there is a lot of skateboarding.
Okay. Well, we find out that when Sam says that they played roller hockey in Kansas, he meant other people played roller hockey, not him.
But essentially, he's really bad, and Twister knocks him down, and Sam's like, yeah, I'm awful, I'm getting out of here, and runs away when they're playing.
The whole thing about the hockey game that's going on is Twister's got a big brother who's an absolute asshole. I hate Twister's big brother so much. He's just a bully and a jerk. And he, like, has challenged the kids to a hockey game, but they don't have a fourth.
There's actually two assholes in Twister's older brother's group. Him and the other guy who speaks are both kind of assholes. Mm-hmm. The tall one, who mumbles all the time, isn't really an asshole, but he doesn't seem to have a backbone, so he just sort of goes along with everything.
Words?
Yeah.
Vocabulary? No.
Yeah, yeah, he literally goes, man, 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 man.
Yeah. MC, let's just record the rest of the podcast doing impressions of that guy.
No, thank you. We would lose viewers for sure.
We would lose what few listeners we have, or viewers. Yeah. They should be viewers. Yeah. We'll still, anyway. Sam's like, listen, I can't play hockey with you, I'm terrible, but here's the zine. And somebody like, either Otto or Twister just like, rails a hockey puck straight
at him. It's Twister.
I think it bounces around, but it felt intentional. And he just like is like, whoop, and like knocks it away. He's like that time Obama killed a fly. That's how like expertly he deflects this hockey puck. And they're like, whoa, that was super cool. So they start like throwing a bunch of stuff at him. And he's just like.
Snap, 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 snap. Yeah.
Ow, I choked myself.
But yeah, Sammy seems to be an impenetrable wall when it comes to things flying at him. He can just seem to block everything that comes his way. Mm-hmm. And Otto's like, get him a mask! And then we get a scene of him standing in between two garbage cans and just like a million pucks coming at him, and he just like
so good.
Bats them all away.
He's so good. So the game's going on, and Lars, that's Twister's older brother, is like, I can't believe they're beating us. This is ridiculous. What's going on? But then the hockey puck, oh no, what's that, MC? It's gone into the mailbox, the fancy robot mailbox. And Lars is like, well, the international rules of street hockey say if you lose the puck, then you lose the game. Which MC, I think he's making that up.
No, I'm pretty sure that's true. If you lose the puck, you lose the game.
I think he's making it up. Fortunately, Sam's here, and Sam, like, invents a remote control and hacks into the mainframe of the mailbox and opens it up, and it spits out the puck.
And he catches it and slides back about 12 feet and then falls on his ass.
Yes, he does. But hey, listen, he saved the day, he saved the game, and now he can be part of the crew, which means that now he's the squid.
Yeah, and Twister's all like, wait, he's the squid now? Yay, I'm not the squid anymore. Squid. But up until that point, nice. Twister was like, not really keen on this new kid. Can we not, like, hang with him?
What if we just didn't hang out with the new kid? What if I kept being the new kid? And they're like, okay, but that means you're the new kid. And he's like, I don't want to be the new kid. So then, MC, that ends that episode. And we go into the second story, Down the Drain, which I remembered this episode so vividly when I started watching it. Like, this is a story about the kids having a pool party in Mr. Stimpleton's pool while he's out of town. And, like, as soon as it started, I remembered everything.
So, I'm going to start this off. He is like, okay, this is how you take care of the pool. And he has a long spiel about everything. And his wife is just like, can we just go on our holiday already? Can you stop harassing Reggie? She's a good girl. She will take care of everything. Don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Stimpleton's like, okay, let's go on our vacation. And then...
Okay, you say vacation. They're going to Lake Tahoe or something so that he can go to an anger management class.
Yeah.
That's not a great vacation.
No. But then they leave.
Mm-hmm. There's this big, you didn't even explain the big computer machine. There's a big orange, like, rocket ship spaced or shaped console that controls, like, the stereo and all the lights in the house and the pool and everything. Mr. Stimpleton invented the smart home, is what I'm saying. Wait, what's that? It's not smart. Smart House? Is that what it's called? MC, have we talked about Smart House before?
Do you remember the Smart Disney House? Movie?
Yeah, the Disney Channel original movie Smart House, which was the introduction to the band Five and also the band Bewitched, were both in Smart House. Do you remember Bewitched?
No. Yeah,
they
I do.
A song, they have a song where they do an Irish jig in the middle of their pop song, but also part of it says, I huff, huff, puff, puff, blow you away. And I thought they were saying, I hump you, I blow you away. And I was like, dang, Bewitched, you're racy. But that was not what they were saying.
But, essentially, Mr. Stimpleton gets, like, shoved out the gate by his wife after the crew is all rocked up and they're all anticipating on getting in this pool. They went in that pool.
I believe he's cool with them using the pool, right? It seems like he's okay with the idea that the rocket power crew is going to use the pool.
That he's cool with that. He just wants them to take care of the pool properly.
Okay.
And the machinery.
Right.
And what happens is so I remember this thing from the show. It's the pop-up cards or whatever that say, like, words and stuff, and it's all, like, funky colors and, like, swirly. Yeah.
For the episode intro?
Yeah. No, well, not just that, but it's, like, in the middle of episode, it will just say, like, words and stuff. And I just remember it so clearly, like, oh, yeah, it's that, and it's, like, so 90s.
And this one, it's see ya when he leaves, and it pops up with crazy, like, graffiti-style text, but flashing colors and stuff.
And then when Otto and Twister jump in the pool with their boards, doesn't it say something else?
Does it do cannonball for that, I would imagine?
Maybe. I can't remember.
So the kids are, like, having a grand old time, hanging out in the pool. Otto definitely wears his shoes in the pool, which, like, what the hell's wrong with you, you monster?
I mean, that's not as bad as Sammy, who gets him fully clothed, shoes, everything. Still, he just gets in the pool fully clothed, and they're all staring at him like, what the hell are you doing, man?
Listen, he should just turn to Otto and be like, you're wearing shoes. Like,
but
we're all morons, apparently.
But then Otto and Twister get real close to Sammy, and they're like, ew, it's a bit warmer over here. Did you pee in the pool? Did you? And then they make fun of him and splash him, and he's like, you guys suck.
Yeah, like, it's weird to have a show where two of your hero characters are bullies to one of the other hero characters.
I mean, they don't do it all the time, but it's definitely like that male teasing thing that happens when you're younger.
Yeah. It's just there. And then, too mean.
Yeah. And then Otto is like, hey, how about we skate this pool? And Sam's like, yeah, I can totally hack this machine and drain the pool.
They're like, wait a minute, an empty pool would be something that Tony Hawk would skateboard around in the MC's background. What if we emptied the pool and skateboarded in the pool, and it'd be an empty skateboarding pool? But here's the thing, MC. I don't think. Listen, I'm not a Tony Hawk. I'm not a Bam Margera. I'm trying to remember other games I remember from Tony, or names that I remember from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. An Andy McDonald. I'm not why didn't I just stop at Andy McDonald? I had a third. Now I've, like, locked myself into trying to remember a fourth. CJ? No. There's one that is initials.
I'm not helping you at all.
Help me, please.
No.
Hey, Dave Mira, I'll switch to that. I'm not an extreme sportsman, but it seems to me that a regular-ass pool would not actually be a good skateboarding pool. Don't you need, like, a specially made pit for that?
No.
But it's got that, a lip on it. Wouldn't the lip, your wheels would hit the lip, and then you would crash and die.
No. This is actually how skate park pools started out. They were actually backyard pools in California. Right.
That's how they started, but surely the technology has developed.
I mean, yes, and the lips are now, like, metal, and they're used for grinding and stuff. They're not the ceramic, but you want a lip on a skateboarding pool so you can grind it.
But if the lip... I don't know.
It's a thing. Like, back in the 70s, it was, like... The thing to do was go into the backyard pools because there was this big drought in California and they would empty the pools and skate them. And that's where the song Cat Scratch Fever also came from.
I did not know that. Did you know, MC, that skateboards were invented by a gentleman by the name of Martin in the 50s when he needed to chase after a car and he stole a small girl's scooter? Like a box scooter, and it was taking too long for him to catch up to the car, so he ripped the handlebars off of the scooter, and Martin then just had the board with the wheels on it, and he used that to catch up to the car that he was trying to chase.
Do you realize it took me way too long to realize you were talking about Back to the Future? Because you said Martin and not Marty. I was just like, what's going on?
So what happens when they empty the pool?
Essentially, Twister is given the job to take the pipe, which is going to empty the pool, to a drain, so they can empty the pool. He's kind of just dumps it next to the drain, doesn't really pay attention to what's near the drain.
He's supposed to put it into the drain.
Yeah.
And he just leaves it on the ground next to the drain.
As we all know, what happens to hoses and flexible pipe when you start pumping water through it very fast?
It goes...
Yeah, and essentially it does that into the rocket's basement.
Yeah, it flops around for a while and then pops through an open window and just starts pumping all the pool water into their basement. That's fine. It's fine. Yeah.
And then they skate for a bit and Otto grinds the lip of the pool and there's some cool scene. And then Otto goes flying over the hedge that separates the rockets from the Stimpletons. Mm-hmm. And he crash lands in their garbage. And that's when they discover the hose in the basement.
Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, down at Ocean Shores Park Pier, their dad, Raymundo Rocket, is chilling back in his restaurant, and it's not too busy, and he's like, hey, Tito, listen, it's kind of quiet today. Can you take over? And Tito's like, I've been training for this my whole life. And Raymundo's been, like, kicking back with his feet up, and he gets up, and Tito's like, all right, and goes and sits in the same chair and kicks back with his feet up, which is cute. And Raymundo's like, hey, kids, I came home because, you know, the old saying, when Stimpleton's away, I'm going to use his pool. And then he's like, give him my swim trunks from the basement, and they're all soggy. And he's like, that's fine. No, it's not, Raymundo. Don't put on soggy swim trunks. That's, like, the worst feeling in the world. But he's like, anyway, I'm going to go over next door, and I'm going to jump in the pool. Don't get me in trouble, because I used to jump in pools all the time when I was a kid, and we got banned from the hotel. And then the kids are like, yeah, don't do it, though, Dad. And he's like, no, it's fine. I can use his pool. And so then they go, MC, and they all the water back. All the water goes back.
Or they're messing with the computer smart house thing. And everything goes haywire while they're trying to put the water back in as well. The sprinklers go off.
The lights are flashing. The music's playing. A big Dr. Octopus hand comes out of the wall and starts picking up trash all over the place. The house gains sentience and it falls in love with their dad. And then
that doesn't happen.
Bewitched plays on a TV screen and says, I hump, I hump, I hump, 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 hump you away. Say you will, say you do what I done. Say you're true, say to me, say love me.
But, yeah, and then, Raimundo, talks about crashing a pool somewhere in, as a teenager.
Part. I already did that part, MC. What happens when he gets the pool? He jumps in the pool.
I mean, he does, but I just remember Reggie stalling for time, and then when he jumps in the pool, he's like, it's a bit cold, and then he jumps in, and he's floating there, and then all of his stuff from the basement is floating in the pool. And then Stimpleton
like,
comes...
Why does Stimpleton have my coconut bra?
Yeah. And Stimpleton comes back because he was going to tell Reggie something about the smart house. I can't remember what. I'm pretty sure it has to do with why it went haywire when they tried to pump the water back in.
Oh, maybe. Or he was to say, don't let the smart house fall in love with you. It will take over your life and go into lockdown mode and you won't be able to leave the house.
And essentially, he sees Raimundo in the pool with all of his stuff floating around him, and he's like, Rocket!
What do you think he thinks happened? Does he think that Raimundo is like, listen, not only am I going to go swim in my neighbor's pool, but I'm just going to bring all of my things with me?
Yeah, I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense. But as he's standing there yelling at him, the kids all run away. They scamper. They're like, oh, we're getting out of here. Jump on our skateboards and go away.
Yep. And that's the end of the
episode.
Which
leads us into best and worst. Worst first. And I say it leads us in because I'm going to go first. My worst thing is that the Rocket Power kids do not learn a lesson in that second episode whatsoever. They are horribly irresponsible. They make a horrible mess. They destroy most of their dad's possessions. And they run away at the end and there's no consequences. And that's, listen, for a show that tries to make sure that to emphasize safety, that is very irresponsible storytelling.
I got to say that I dislike the, like, the teasing, essentially, of Sam. Mm-hmm. And the perpetuation that boys teasing each other is maybe not a good thing, but, like, definitely something that is allowed to happen in groups. Right. Like this, and I think they should have like had Reggie be like, hey, quit it a little bit more often, or maybe even have Otto be like, okay, with Twister you're going a bit far, how about you quit it? Yeah. That's not cool.
Like, I'm hopeful that happens later on at some point, that there's an episode about the kids realizing that they shouldn't be such jerks to each other, because that's not cool. How about your best thing?
There's so many good bits in the show. I gotta say, I really like when Sammy realizes he's really good at being a goalie, and he's like, he has like a little. I can't be stopped moment. Like, you can't get past me. It just, like, this awkward, nerdy kid just, like, finding his place in this group and, like, getting new friends. Like, I really like that.
That's good. Sammy, even if they make fun of him, he fits in, and it's cute. My best thing from this one was Mrs. Stimpleton, because she's so... She's so gosh darn pure. She's just like, oh, hello, little neighbor kid. Let me take you around and introduce you to everybody. You want some pie, probably? And her husband sucks, but she's great, and she just makes me happy every time she's on screen. I'm not from the Midwest, but like a sweet Midwestern lady like makes me happy every time.
Yeah, that is really good. The only way that she could have been a little bit better is if she had a more, like, UP accent, like Fargo.
Yeah, even like exaggerated. Yeah, even more. Yeah. Have you watched the Fargo show?
Yeah, first season.
I'm
a bit bloody.
Keep in mind that I absolutely don't need another show to watch and then answer the question: is it worth watching?
No, not. I don't think you would enjoy it as much as I did. Let's put it that way. And I mean, Martin Freeman's in it, so.
I mean, that's a pretty good selling point. Yeah. Let me ask you this: is there an animated spin-off version of Fargo?
I don't believe there is. How about Back to the Future?
There is an animated spin-off of that. That's true. That's a thing. Back to the Future cartoon.
Just Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long. Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff, yeah, Google that stuff all day long.
Yep. Back to the Future, the animated series, is a French-American animated science fiction comedy adventure television series for television based on the live-action Back to the Future.
Marty, we're animated. Marty.
Ran from 1991 to 1992, was rerun until 1993, and then they were like, no, we're done. We'll rerun you for 1 year. However, MC, did you know that Back to the Future, also known as Back to the Future the Animated Series, marked the debut television appearance of one Bill Nye the Science Guy on broadcast
television?
I suppose it's okay. It marks the debut television appearance of Bill Nye on a nationally broadcast show because Bill Nye the Science Guy was PBS, so it wasn't national broadcast. No, Bill Nye the Science Guy was 1993. So yeah, Bill Nye appeared on Back to the Future the Animated Series before Bill Nye the Science Guy. Big
damn.
Show. So that's pretty cool. Anyway, we'll be back next time to talk about episode 2 of Rocket Power, which is called Secret Spot and Ice Queen. So until then, MC, what should they do?
Stay tuned? Is that right?
No, it's don't change the channel.
Oh, don't change the channel.
I mean, stay tuned works too, but...
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the best animated shows ever, so far. Find the show on Twitter at BaseSFCast, or email us at basesfcast@gmail.com. That's BaseSFCast. Our intro music is Funnin' and Sunnin', and our outro music is Motivator, both by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com, and licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license. Thanks again for listening, and tune in next time.
This has been a presentation
of the We Can Make This Work
Probably Network.
Follow us on Twitter
at Probably Work for more of our questionable content.
Also, we have a website called probablywork.com.